Words to Live By. More Words of Wisdom, from the Lord, our God and Savior. Part 2. I know my own. Those who are mine, receive of me. For I know my own, and they seek me. My bride is chosen. Yet those who reject me and my word, have not known me, nor will they receive. My spirit is far removed. Those who set themselves apart from me, whether by word or deed, or by pretense, their hearts are revealed. These shall be left to walk through very dry places. Yet those who seek me in truth shall be drawn in quickly, whether they are near or far, for I know my own. And those who are married unto me shall surely enter in. Therefore, judge no more by human standards. Discern by right standards, according to my love and the knowledge you have received in me. For I am the Lord, whose will is set, and can in no wise be turned back. Even from the beginning, it was decided and accomplished. For I am, and my bride has always been, predestined in the Beloved, says the Lord. Strength in weakness. A man's strength is revealed in confronting his greatest weakness. Yet a man's greatest strength becomes his enemy when pride enters in. Yet my strength is made perfect in my servant's weakness, says the Lord. Stop lying to your children. Regarding Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and the like. No lie is of the truth. Yet the little ones are of the truth, and remain with me, and in me. Even now I call to them, for my lambs know my voice. And that which came from me must soon return to me. Therefore, be separate from the ways of this world, and order your conduct according to the word of truth, and no more speak lies to your children, for this is sin. Rather feed them with the bread which came down from heaven, the bread which I am, the way, the truth, the life. For this alone is pleasing to God. Anything to the contrary is of the world and the evil one, no matter its disguise, says the Lord Yahushua. All I have is yours. For in knowing me, you possess all things, says the Lord. The only fountain of knowledge. That which is revealed to one may not yet be revealed to another. And those who have seen, yet most have only understood dimly. Therefore trust is required, and comes before understanding. For understanding can only come from me. For I am the only fountain, the only knowledge, in which is life. Beloved, when one loses sight of me or turns away, understanding darkens. Yet one who keeps me in front of them, coming to me at all times and in every season, in them understanding brightens, and they will have peace. For they abide in me, and rest in the knowing that all things are held within my understanding, and are given and received, according to the good pleasure of my will. And indeed, this is sufficient for them. For they had first sought after the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, by which much revelation was added to them, according to the Spirit, which I have poured out for them, says the Lord Yahushua. Mature faith. Blessed are those who answer, "Yes, Lord," for their faith is revealed. Blessed are those who pray, "Your will be done, Lord," for they have great trust. Blessed are those who say, "Amen, Lord," at all times, and in every season, for they have understood. Blessed are those who know, "I am, who I am." They shall have peace, says the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. By my name is your heart sealed. For in my name is the Spirit given, the Spirit, which also testifies of my name. By my name are you established in life, as a bride prepared for her husband. Therefore, everyone who refuses to take my name shall not see life. For there is but one way into life. I am the way. says the Lord Yahushua. Sabbath peace. On the Sabbath, let no unclean thing come from your mouth. Let only praise and beauty come forth. Let my grace be your covering. Let gentleness and humility be your companion. And soon you will wear a crown of glory atop your head, says the Lord Yahushua. Two robes. Can one wear two robes without constraint? Or can one place one robe over another, and it not tear? Is it wise to put on one robe, while wearing another already? And shall one attempt to wear a robe of white, to conceal a soiled one beneath? Will they not both become unclean? Therefore, take off the one which is soiled, and cast it away, that the other may be worn properly, and without constraint, lest it tear, revealing your shame, says the Lord Yahushua. Healing by faith. Faith is believing, I am who I am, and that I am able to perform it. Faith can by no means be attained, nor can one grab hold of it by human means. For there are works done without faith, which are dead, and a faith which has works, which is also dead. Yet your faith came by my works, which enabled you to believe I am who I am, and all good works, which come forth from you, are my works also. Therefore, if one is to be healed in accordance with my will, that same one must surrender to me and my will, making no effort to increase their faith by human power, as a means to a desired end. Rather they acquiesce, knowing that all things will be done in their proper time and season, according to the love of their Father in heaven, doubting nothing, says the Lord. Revelation is greater than knowledge. While praying about those who have discounted the Lord's words in the volumes of truth, those who think they have attained such great knowledge, the Lord spoke, and said, "The knowledge they possess is earthly, but I am heavenly. What they have received is from below, but I am from above. All they know is passing away, yet I abide forever. They dwell in the darkness, even now, and remain void of understanding. Yet I am He who dwells in the unapproachable light," says the Lord Yahushua. The companion of fools. Unrighteous jealousy is the companion of fools. For those who envy also grab hold of jealousy, walking hand in hand with covetousness. Deliverance. Blessed are those who run to me, for they shall be blessed in my presence. Even more blessed are those who run to me, then obey my word, for their blessing is complete, and they are at peace. Deliverance, they shall surely know, says the Lord. Trust, obey, and love. Trust with abandonment, obey without expectation, and love without condition. For in this shall you truly know me, with your faith progressing quickly toward perfection, says the Lord. Who you are. Who you are at home reveals the person you remain. Therefore, do not be as the hypocrite who has two faces. For I see all your doings. I know your heart. For by a man's actions is his heart revealed, and by his mouth is he defined before others, says the Lord Yahushua. Who you choose. Here is wisdom. Who you choose, not what you choose, is the answer. For who you choose defines what you do. And whosoever chooses another, and not me in truth, has chosen themselves, and has done according to their own will, says the Lord Yahushua. Embracing the gift. The holy days are the stepping stones to heaven. In understanding their meaning, shall you progress quickly along the path I have laid, and when I have fulfilled them to the last, the journey shall be complete, for those who have accepted and received, says the Lord, Yahushua. Notoriety. Notoriety is a stumbling block at the feet of the prideful, and fame puffs up. Pride goes before a fall, and fame is short-lived. Lo, a famous man is honored more in his death than in his life. Yet what does it profit? For the meek shall inherit the earth. Forbidden fruit. If the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, then pride is the tree, and notoriety its branches. Death shall be the reward of all those who eat from it. Yea, darkness is reserved for all those who take shelter in its shade. Evident. If wisdom is justified by her children, then the folly of fools is evident, and the way of the wicked is death. Yet the humility of the meek shall hide them in the day of the Lord's anger.